Hey y'all, hey, welcome to another episode of Come Kick It With Chris. I am your wonderful extra child, a little raggedy hostess with the mostest, and but life coach, Coach Kristen. Hey y'all, hey. It has been a time. Listen, you know, for those who have been listening, I have been going really strong. Podcast was pumping and going strong, and then you know, not just that life happens, but you know, with podcasting, you have to take a break. So you know, you do it in seasons. So you record, and then there are times where you're not recording. And in the time that I wasn't recording, you know, I needed that time, because whether you know it or not, like pouring to other people, you still on the other end of it, you have to pour into yourself. And I like to do that. And not that you couldn't have gotten raw content from me live, but to me, I like to be intentional about what I'm doing, and I'm not going to tell you something that I'm not actively doing. But be that as it may, I took the time off to just do me and live my life, you know, explore things, enjoy some things, and just ultimately do for me. And that's important. And the number one thing that I'm always saying is not so much about self-preservation, but about self-prioritization. You got to make you a priority. And I will say that my life has been a priority. And I pat myself on the back, because I fucking deserve that. I deserve that. The me right now today fucking deserves that, because I need me. I fucking need me to show up. And because I need me to show up, damn it, I got to show up. If that means that I ain't recording no podcast, you know, hey, I'm sorry. I've done what I can, given enough content, y'all. I'll be back, you know, when I'm good. And, you know, I'm good. I'm well. I'm whole. I feel fucking fantastic. So what have I been doing? Glad you asked that question. Now that we got that out the way. What have I been doing? What haven't I been doing? Well, again, still working. Just I don't know. I got into some other things, like another job. So now my time is a little spent. I've prioritized my health. Have little health scares, so, you know, stuff like that, right? So just being more intentional with that. And otherwise, just living my best old raggedy life or whatever. You know, exploring the dating world, all of that, right? All of the things. Your girl has just been enjoying herself. So with that being said, you know, it just allowed me to see, like, where I am. Take inventory. Where I am. What am I doing? How am I feeling? Checking in with me. Making sure that I'm fucking good day in, day out. Trying not to get overwhelmed with life and bills and all of that shit. Because just as sure as you're breathing, hell, it's more of them coming, you know? I have also just, you know, just seeing where I want things to go. All of that. I got some new things on the horizon. I don't necessarily like speak prematurely. I know I'm moving forward with it. It's just, you know, we gonna let it. You'll find out in, you know, in the months to come how that is moving forward, or what I'm doing with it, how I'm developing it, and go from there. But it's more or less just me doing the things that I said I wanted to do, and I'm fucking doing it. So again, shout out to me, because I'm proud of me. I needed that. Kind of just wanted to talk to you briefly. Y'all know I'll be on my way to work, so I like to talk. I like the energy that I feel when I'm on my way to work, because I really feel positive. And even though I work from home 4 days a week, it's something about the energy of getting ready for work, being out, being up, putting myself in the grind that gives me the most perspective. And so it's going to be brief. It's really brief. But stop stopping yourself. Stop not moving forward, because it looks good now. And it feels like you can afford to stop. You can't afford to stop. You can't afford to stop any of the shit that you're fucking doing. you are required to go hard in this life, because if you don't, no one will do it for you. I'm gonna say that again. Stop stopping. Stop not moving forward. You can't afford to give up in this life. You can't. No one's gonna take care of you. No, God didn't give you no guarantees. Listen, God said, God bless the child that has faith without works is dead. You cannot stop. You can't. You can't stop. You can't. You can't not move forward because of what you think or how it feels right now. You have to move forward for the times that shit doesn't look good. You gotta move forward when it does look good. You gotta move forward when you don't know how it's gonna look. And I say that because seasons come and seasons go. But at the end of the day, you don't need any rugs pulled from up under you. And I try to keep an amazing perspective, and I try to keep a hell of a work ethic, because there are times where I need me. If nobody else can fucking lean on me, I need me. So I have to move forward for the times that, hey, I need to draw on this energy. I need to be able to draw on, hey, the fact that I know that this is that because I have stored that up. Like, if you don't store it up, how are you going to ever obtain the shit that you want? You know that you want this. You know that you need this. Then you need to constantly move in a direction of the shit that you want. Period. That's not up for debate. You have to understand that some shit is a non-fucking negotiable in this life. And you can't afford to just, you know, not do things for the sake of it. And just, you know, it's going to be either one. Either you're going to live and move, you know, and be at the whim of life and allow life to give you what it wants, or you can fuck it up. You know what I'm saying? And not royally what I'm saying. I mean, like, fuck it up. Like, go after the shit that you want. And, you know, no, go blazing, trailblazing in the fucking direction of the shit that you want and need. Like, what are we doing here? There's no way. There's no way. In order to get what you want, you have to, you gotta want it. And you gotta say, you gotta make it, you gotta let it be fucking known that, hey, this is what the fuck I want. You tell it, this is what the fuck I want, this is what the fuck it's gonna be. I'm gonna be goddamn great at it. And that's just what the fuck it is. You know, playtime is over. The Bible said when you became a man, you put away childish things. It's time to put away fucking childish things. And it's time to move on, move forward, I should say. Not move on, move forward with our lives. Because we fucking deserve it. And that's on, period.
Good morning.
Good morning. Have a good one. And that's on, period. You know, we wonder why we keep getting the same result, or we wonder why we don't get a result. Well, what are you doing? What is your mindset like? What, like, come on. There's nobody else that's in control of this shit but fucking you. You are the constant in the situation. So you have to understand what it is that's going on. And if something is not going the way that you want it to do, well, check the source, my love. You gotta check the source. We gotta hold ourselves fucking accountable. If you want something to change, change it. If you want to do something, do it. That's that. Nothing is stopping you. Right? Things may be a little difficult at times, but at the end of the day, you have to know and understand that there's a will out there for you, but you have to pursue that will. You have to know that every day the script can be rewritten. Every day or whenever you choose to. But if you're too afraid to go after it, or you're worried or preoccupied or anxious, you, that energy is counterproductive to what it is that you actually want. And so today I just want to encourage you to be your fucking best self. You deserve you. You deserve you. But you're not going to be able to live the life that you truly want playing it safe. You can't play it safe. You have to fucking move forward. You have to trust the process, but you got to meet the process where it is. You have to meet the process where it fucking is. So listen, hey, I'm going hard. Ideally, you know, the things that I'm doing right now, where I work, this is what I wanted professionally, right? But to get me where I want to go, it's going to require some different things of me. It's going to require, hey, maybe I need to go and get in this bag as well. Maybe I need to diversify and get in this bag as well. Because guess what? Just because it looks like this doesn't mean that it looks like this now. That doesn't mean that I can't do other things to still get the same fucking result. No, fuck all that. Fuck all that. We going after what we want and we're not compromising on that. I don't care what it is I have to change or switch up. Kristen is going to get it. You know what I mean? And because I'm relentless. Was I always like this? No. But I learned the beauty of, hey, I know, like I said, I know I got a hell of a work ethic and I know what I deserve. I know who I am. And that's just that, you know? And I'm going to always trust who I am and, you know, allow that to guide me because I need me. It's not about what everybody else can get or do, what I can do for other people. Yes, I will. Yes, I am. But at the end of the day, when I am the person that's leaning on me most, that's the energy that I have to draw from. So I just kind of wanted to leave that in your spirits. I want you to have a terrific Thursday, and I will holla at y'all next time. All right. Bye.